This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Catherine Gagnier, who operates SAFE, Sanctuaire pour Animaux de Ferme de l'Estrie, a sanctuary for our farm animals here in the Eastern Townships. And she will be speaking to us about the organization, how people can play their part, and their upcoming events that they have organized. So thank you so much, Catherine, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. This is a privilege, and I thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Can you please start off by telling us a little bit about SAFE and why you decided to start such an organization here in the townships?
SAFE is a sanctuary for farm animals that come from many different sources, but that all have something in common. Had they not ended at SAFE, they would probably not be alive today. So this is the mission. One of the missions is to give these animals a safe heaven and for the rest of their lives. The idea of SAFE probably started way back in my youth when I wanted to save big animals, big cats at the time, big cats from Africa. But fate has a way of changing things. And I ended up running a daycare for 35 years. And eventually, in 2015, the idea of a farm animal sanctuary came about. There were many different reasons as to why this came about.
Okay. And do you eventually help these animals find their forever home, or do they stay at SAFE to live out the rest of their lives?
Originally, again, it was our intention or our idea that we would probably be able to adopt up some of these animals, but they're not like dogs and cats. They require more space, a specific space. The other thing is that we get attached to them very, very much. So we haven't adopted out any animal yet. It's hard to find the right kind of environment for them. It's very specific.
Yes. So basically you just want to create a safe space for them to live out the rest of their days.
Right. And it is that a lot of people ask us, well, what do they do? What do you do with them? Why are they there? And they really are here just to enjoy their lives. We do not ask anything from them in return, and we just give them the opportunity just to be happy until they go into other spaces.
And these are animals that either face a situation, either they were abused or they were abandoned, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Quite a few of them escaped the trucks that were in, they were in on the way to the slaughterhouse. People called us and asked us, this animal needs help, or was abandoned, or can you take them? We can no longer look after them. Can you help? So it's these types of situations that they're found, they're abandoned, or they can no longer be looked after.
Okay. And you have a variety of animals here, right? You have horses, cows, chickens.
Yes. Pigs, geese, ducks. We used to have a turkey, but she went to on the other side of the rainbow. And yes, we almost have every type of farm animal.
Do you know how many animals you have helped so far since you opened up SAFE?
Probably, I would say 120, more or less.
Oh, wow. And this is one of the only places of its kind in the province, right?
Right. At this time, we're the only registered farm animal sanctuary. We are a registered charity. There are other refuges, there are other shelters in the province, but we're the only registered one at this time.
Okay. How is SAFE financially supported? Can you speak a little bit about that as well?
Absolutely. We depend entirely on the community. There is no subsidy from any source, whether it's government or any other source, as I said. So we really depend on donations. And it can be one-time donations or monthly donations. Actually, monthly donations are the core of our support. With monthly donations, we know where we're going. We can establish a budget. We know whether we can build something for the animals, take on more animals. So they're really, really important. And they don't have to be a lot. I mean, $5 a month by many people is really tremendous to us. We also have sponsorship of an animal or another. It's a monthly payment, could be an annual payment as well. And our sponsors can come and visit the animals that they sponsor. We try to send photos and updates of the animals to their sponsors. Another way of raising funds is to put together special events, whether they're guided visits that we have on the weekends, most of the time, from spring to fall. That's a big part of our help as well. And it could be a barbecue, vegan barbecue, of course. Could be a special day at the sanctuary. And this is what helps us survive.
So depending on the community, sometimes it must make your situation difficult.
We are actually going through right now a very difficult time. The pandemic changed a lot of things. We were supposed to work on having partnership with stores or restaurants, but then the pandemic happened and it made it very difficult for everybody else. At this time again, people are, the cost of living has gone up. Somehow, it is affecting everybody. And that means that we are losing a lot of monthly donors. We haven't had a big fundraiser yet, but that's what we have to do. We have to find means of filling our drawers because they are really at the bottom. We've had a lot of expenses, fixing the fence, getting of a mountain of manure that because our little Kubota vehicle that helps us get rid of the manure into the fields broke down and we don't have the means to fix it at this point. So there's been a lot of unexpected expenses as it usually happens, but it has affected the budget overall and we are really feeling it.
Yes. And how can the community get involved beyond donations? I know that you welcome volunteers here, right, to help you?
It's another big part of having the community help the sanctuary is volunteering. And it can be, there's different types of volunteering. The big one, the one that we rely on every day is coming for half a day. It's usually morning from 8:30 to 12. Wish it's usually we finish earlier than that if we have a good team, or in the later afternoon for the evening chores. And that could be twice a month. It could be once a month even. There is a routine to learn, so we prefer people to come back because otherwise it's always a renewal. We invite people to come, if they can, twice a month. There's also the, we've reinstated because we stopped for a while, having volunteers stay on site so they can stay for a minimum of 2 weeks. They are lodged and dined, and they become part of our crew to do the daily chores and to participate in the everyday life of the animal. So we've started that again, and it fills a big need because our budget is so restricted that we can't have employees all the time. And there's another type of volunteer that's less often is when we have big chores in the spring, just before winter to winterize the sanctuary. We have special days that people can register actually for the day. And that's just one day of work, of chores that we need to do. It could be repairing a fence, cleaning out the field, something like that for one day.
Okay. And you're speaking to me before a little bit about how you do certain events. Do you have any upcoming events for this summer and in the fall as well?
Yes. So this summer is very quickly coming to an end. It's incredible. We had an auction that we wanted to do this August, but we have pushed it back to October. So this auction is asking people to participate by donating a piece of art. Doesn't always have to be a craftsmanship, but it could be as well an object of some value. For example, we were offered a couple of brand new lighting fixtures.
Yes.
And so we'll have the two types of prizes to bid on, and that's going to happen in October. So we're going to start our campaign to collect all these beautiful and wonderful pieces of art in one way and of daily use in the other way, and invite people to bid in October. So that's a big event. We have a contest coming up. We would like to reach 1,000 monthly donors, and we're going to have a contest to be able to reach that. We already are at 700 about. So we only really need 300 more, and we'll have beautiful prizes in the contest. We'll enter everybody that's in the list already and all the new ones that are adding up.
Awesome. And where can people find this information about the contest? Do you have a Facebook page or a website that people can refer to if they want to get involved?
Absolutely. A lot of our information is put out on our Facebook page. We had problems with our Instagram. It's been fixed. So Instagram is also another source of information. And of course, our website. So all these events will be posted on our website and on Facebook as we go along.
Perfect. And why do you think it's important to have an organization like Safe Here in our region?
Well, as I said, there are not many refuges in Quebec. Till recently, we were really the only one. We need to open up to the idea that farm animals are animals, just as sentient and sensitive being as our dogs and cats, and that they deserve respect and they deserve an end of life as kind to them as possible, because through the different industries, they do suffer a lot. It's really the least that we can do. And we have to catch up on our sister provinces and our neighbor at the south, who have so many more refuges and shelters for farm animals. There's so many animals that need help. So
yeah, you're really filling in a need here in the
yes,
region, especially yeah. a region that, you know, is agricultural.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Catherine, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to know.
I would invite people to right now we have visits that are on certain dates, but we will have them until probably November if the weather permits. So I invite people to come and visit, and I invite people to come and learn more about who we are and what we do. And all that information is found, again, on our Facebook page and website. Become part of this community. Become not only part of any help makes you part of our big family. And we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.